Now that you've got your goals all written, we need to talk a little bit about the learning state. We talked about this in your practitioner training. This is also useful for taking a training.
In fact, we suggest that this is the optimal state for you to be in while you're here in the training room.
This would actually be the state that we would suggest that you would be in during the training or while listening to CDs. I would think that would be the state you want to be in. Now, what do you do? First you have to understand, slide 23, there's two parts to your vision. The central part of your vision, when you look at something, is called foveal vision. But around the outside of the foveal vision, there's a whole other vision, which is the peripheral vision. Now, if you actually are in the state of peripheral vision, with your awareness expanded outward, what happens is it actually opens up a trapdoor to your brain. This is what I tell kids. I said, it opens up a little trapdoor to your brain, and teacher can pour all the information, blah, 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 down into your brain. This is useful because what it does is it increases learning and increases recall. So
learning is definitely state-related. So when you want to recall the information, all you need to do is to recall the state you were in while you learned, and that increases your ability to recall and recollect the information easier.
So how do you do it?
Pick a spot on the wall.
Pick a spot on the wall to look at. Above eye level. Whoa. And as you focus your attention on that spot on the wall.
As you focus all your attention on that spot on the wall.
Notice it within a matter of moments. Not yet. But within a matter of moments, your attention spreads out into the peripheral.
Your awareness spreads out into
as
the peripheral.
Awareness spreads out into the peripheral, let it. In fact, when your awareness is fully spread out, notice that you can actually pick an object on your far left.
And an object on your far right.
And notice you can pick out those two objects and hold them in your awareness at the same time as you keep your awareness in the peripheral. So what I tell kids is, pick a spot on the wall above eye level to focus on. When your awareness spreads out into the peripheral, bring your eyes down and look at the people around you. Look at me, for example, sitting in front of the room. Now, as you look at me, notice looking directly at me without looking at Adriana, you can still see her. Notice, in addition, that you can pick things on the side.
You can notice our coaching assistants on either side.
And you can actually see them without looking directly at them. Notice if you can see them in your peripheral vision. Now take the vision around so it's 180 degrees.
Expand your awareness even more so you can start easily observing, while you're looking at us, the person on your left.
Person on your left.
And the person on your right.
Person on your right. So you can actually see them at the same time. Now, as you look at us but keep your awareness fully extended into the peripheral, that's called the learning state. That's called the learning state, and the learning state is what we teach to kids. We teach it to kids, and what it does is it increases learning and recall. I've never gotten less than a 1-point grade point increase by teaching this to a child. So we use this in our trainings so that you can absolutely increase your learning and recall too. I assure you, as you do this more, you'll get better at it. And as you get better at it, you'll find that you can keep both in your awareness at the same time. And both now, the stuff in the peripheral, of course, isn't focused. But I assure you, you can focus on the person you're looking at and yet keep the peripheral information as being the primary information. Huh. What a thought. And that works. Interestingly enough, and we're going to do some interesting things during this Master Practitioner training with this particular state. So we'll talk about that after a bit. So the learning state is what allows us to open up the trap door to our brain.
So let that door over there, the entry door in this room, be an anchor for you. Every day and every time you step through it, let it be an anchor that your awareness automatically spreads into peripheral and you enter in the learning state. And when you get out and you go out and you go on your way home at night, just allow that allow your vision to become focused so you can drive safely, you can walk safely, and remain safely on the road until such time you get home.
Now, well, you could even do, I mean, to be honest with you, you could even do peripheral vision while walking safely or driving safely, come to think of it.
The more you practice the peripheral vision, it will become automatic.
The more automatic it becomes, the greater your learning.
If you're really good at peripheral vision, it's actually very safe to drive in peripheral vision because you will know at any given moment what cars around you are doing.
And the greater your recall.